Last night, the Park Service tested a new lighting system for the Jefferson Memorial. It will be up and running in mid-September, and it will be state-of-the-art. It will also change the look of the building a bit. David Mintz designed the new lighting.
It had previously been lighted with incandescent lighting, which is a kind of a warm color, and we thought that because the building is white marble, it should read white. And so we have used metal halide lamps, which produce a very white light, and we think that it enhances the appearance of the building. It makes it cleaner, crisper.
The Jefferson Memorial was designed by John Russell Pope and built just before the Second World War. It's been renovated several times. About 20 years ago, its grounds were restored to the original plan laid out by Frederick Law Olmsted, Jr. The location of his trees were part of the problem that Ken Douglas of the Mintz Lighting Group had to solve.
The original design, the trees grew up to block the lighting of the memorial. What we did was we brought our pole locations inbound of the tree line so that the trees will not be able to grow up in front of them in the future. So the poles are somewhat isolated and hidden by the trees, but they're functioning separately from them.
The metal halide lamps are mounted on 45-foot poles. The designers decided they'd also light the steps that lead up from the tidal basin, part of the Potomac River, and for the first time light the columns in the front of the building. Again, David Mintz.
The lighting is going to be more even, and yet it is designed to reveal the architecture. For example, the columns on the front facade are lighted, but there are also walls behind them that are lighted so that you see the depth of the building and you, by a series of controlled brightnesses, see your way all the way into the chamber so you understand how deep the building is, actually, that there's layer upon layer upon layer of interest and architectural detail.
The most important part of the Jefferson Memorial is the statue of Thomas Jefferson, standing under the center of a graceful coffered dome. An immense bronze figure, it's been bathed in bright yellow sodium light for many years, as if Thomas Jefferson were standing under a strong, unflattering streetlight. That's going to change. The new lighting will pick up his features, even the buttons on his massive waistcoat. Enhanced light-emitting diodes, or LEDs, 17,000 of them, will illuminate Jefferson's words around the inside edge of the dome. Dwight Kitchen of Osram, Sylvania, which is donating the lighting equipment for the project, said the words have never been separately lighted.
And really, the only time that you would really see the ceiling or the text freeze was if you visited it during the day.
Now, the text freeze is a quote from Jefferson. I have sworn upon the altar of Almighty God hostility to every form of tyranny over the mind of man. I think that's right.
That's correct. Close. And we really want to just give it a nice little glow, just so that if you visit it at night, you'd be able to read it from 50 feet below.
The designers and the engineers are convinced that their new lights will draw visitors into the memorial, that it will be, as one said, gorgeous. But the Park Service had a more mundane interest in calling for a new lighting scheme. Lisa Mendelson is Special Assistant for Partnerships for the National Park Service.
The energy efficiency. We're going to be able to achieve about an 80% energy savings over the former system, which when it was designed 30 years ago was state-of-the-art. We're bringing back state-of-the-art in the year 2001 terms now.
The Jefferson Memorial will unveil its new lighting next month. A crisper, whiter wedding cake of a building directly across the water from the Washington Monument. Its walls will be bathed in more light at less cost and using far fewer fixtures than before. Also, bulbs that almost never burn out. But perhaps Jefferson, the most modern of our founding fathers, would appreciate the fact that when a bulb does burn out, the circuit sends an email to the Park Service telling them about it.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.